Next matter is Mr. Corey Schultz.
It is.
Good morning, Mr. Stagg.
Good morning, Commissioners. This project is a request by Mr. Corey Schultz to, this is an after-the-fact request to retain but also to possibly relocate five concrete block structures adjacent to an existing concrete boat ramp that is at and adjacent to his property designated as Lot 19 near Vista Road along the James River in the town of Claremont in Surrey. It does require a coastal sand dune and beaches permit. This is a beach area. And in Surrey, they have not adopted the beaches and dunes ordinance, so VMRC acts as the permitting body. If you're not familiar with Surrey County in the Claremont area, this is the James River, the ferry route. This is the town of Claremont, in this area right here. Closer view on the topo map. Again, the town of Claremont is in this area, but extends down to this beach community area here on Sloot Point. The actual project is located right after this curve in the road here, Vista Road, in this location. This is an aerial photograph of the site, and it's at the end of this right-of-way that's off of Vista Road. Comes down by. Mr. Schultz owns this lot here, and there is a concrete boat ramp here at the end of this ingress-egress right-of-way. We did receive a phone call back in January of this year concerning the placement of these concrete block structures at this beach area in the town of Claremont. We did visit the area and observe the structures from a nearby public road as we did not have full contact information at the time for the owner. We did, after that, obtain the property owner information, which at that time was listed as Mr. Ernest E. Harrop. And we sent Mr. Harrop a letter in February informing him of the complaint we'd received about these objects on the beach and that we had observed them during a site visit on February the 5th. He was informed that such structures would require a permit under the jurisdiction of the Coastal Primary Sand Dunes and Beaches Act of the Code of Virginia. And the letter further stated that any such alteration of these dunes or beaches without proper authorization could result in civil charges or penalties. We requested an on-site meeting to discuss the situation and to provide options for Mr. Harrop. We were contacted soon thereafter by Mr. Corey Schultz, who identified himself as the actual property owner. In fact, Mr. Schultz had apparently purchased the property with a life right of use for Mr. Harrop, and the records in the county had not yet been updated. So we did arrange a site visit, which was conducted on March 11th, at which Mr. Schultz was present. Of course, at that visit, we actually visited the site. Again, this is another little closer aerial. There's the concrete ramp, has some sand over top of it. Of course, this predates the placement of the structures. This is the permit drawing, but I want to skip that for a minute and go back to it. These next two pictures are ones I took the first site visit. No contact with the owner. This is from a distance at a turnaround of the public road. Again, this is just zoomed in during that same, just to observe that the structures were in fact there. And this is, I drove down to the end of the actual right-of-way. Mr. Schultz's house is to the right and observed the block structures here. So we met Mr. Schultz on March 11th, and we discussed a number of options with him to include removal of the structures, but he indicated that he did wish to retain the structures and would like to seek after-the-fact authorization, perhaps in a slightly modified configuration. He did indicate that he was not aware that he would need a permit in this area to place these structures next to the boat ramp. We informed him that the standard procedure would be, because it was a violation, that we would do a sworn complaint and a notice to comply, which would give him restate the options that were discussed at the site visit. We did do that, sent it to him on March 19th, and requested in that notice to comply that if he was not going to remove the structures and wished to retain them, that he submit a joint permit application within 45 days. We did receive a joint permit application on April the 7th, which was less than a month after the site visit. We did request some additional information, which was provided by the applicant on May 12th. The project has been noticed properly in the local paper. We did receive some comments from the Department of Environmental Quality indicating that it would not require Virginia Water. The Army Corps of Engineers also provided comments that the proposal would qualify for their nationwide permit 13. Got that correspondence on May 20th. No other agencies have commented. We did hold a public hearing here at the main office, as required by the code, on May 29th, at which the only person other than VMRC staff that were present was Mr. Schultz. At that hearing, Mr. Schultz did provide some additional information and rationale for the reason that he wished to retain the concrete, or the reason he put them there to start with, and the reason he wished to retain them. Staff was initially under the impression that the attempt here was to place these blocks to act somewhat as groins to catch sand. However, they're spaced kind of, you know, they're not solid, and typically we would not see a groin designed that way, so we were a little concerned that that would not work. At the public hearing, Mr. Schultz indicated that while he believed that these were catching sand in the current placement, that the real problem he's experienced here at this property is in storm and big rain events, there's runoff that comes down, and particularly on this side of the ramp, this is the downstream side, that it washes a gully sort of next to the ramp and undermines the ramp and compromises it. And I'm sure he'll tell you when he testifies, but he's indicated that there was another ramp near this one that was built very similar to this one that actually failed under similar circumstances. It got so eroded that it basically upended the ramp and it had to be removed. So I think that's his rationale for why he placed them there and why he'd like to retain them. The modification that he's seeking would be to let's go forward to more current pictures. These were taken when we actually met on site. Is he would like, I think, to slightly modify the location and gap, but also to bury these more, actually excavate beside the ramp. There is a ramp here. It's just got sand on it. We believe the ramp predates probably any authorization required under the Beaches and Dunes or the Wetlands Act. It's been there a long time. But he believes these might work better. These are actually a little bit buried, but if he could bury these down about halfway or a third of the way into the ground to help them be more stable and possibly, you know, re-space them. The other complicating factor here on this beach is that quite a bit of the properties do not extend down to the mean low water. There's a common area. A few people have done quitclaim deeds. But generally speaking, all the landowners in this subdivision, even the upland landowners that aren't even on the Waterview lots, have in their deed the right to use this beach. So I think the complaint was really initially that this would interfere with people being able to go up and down the beach and golf courts and or tractors. There are a number of boat ramps in this area, and people do use tractors to clean the sand off the ramp, which is not, you know, a violation. You allow people to clean sand off an existing boat ramp. So I think that's what initiated the initial complaint. But he has left a gap. This gap is currently plenty large to allow golf carts through. And he can address this, but I believe he said, you know, he didn't have any issue with people actually, you know, walking up and down and even crossing the property line. This is his property pin right here where this flag is. So, you know, the property line runs kind of like this, and this is the common area. This is not a low tide in this picture. The low tide goes out basically beyond the last block at a normal low tide. This is about a half tide here. And again, this is taken from the adjacent lot's pier looking back. This was the day of the site visit with Mr. Schultz. But again, this gap is large enough for a golf cart to go through, and then, of course, you can also go around them on the on the upland side. These two pictures were taken by Mr. Schultz and sent to me this morning, and I think he'll address some of this, but as you can see, they are catching some sand to some degree here. Our initial, when staff looked at this and we all looked at it together, my feeling, I've visited this area a lot over the last 10 years, and the sand migration here is pretty dynamic. It moves up and down the beach. So not like a lot of beaches where the sand transports primarily in one direction. So that's why we question whether these would really work the way Mr. Schultz, we initially believed his purpose was, because my opinion was half the time these would catch sand on the ramp side, which would be problematic because then you'd have sand built up on the ramp. But in these photos, it does appear that they are catching some sand and maybe a little more primarily on the downstream side than the upstream side. Of course, he can clean the ramp off. So that's his rationale for placing them here, I believe, and he can address that further. So having said all that, we do have a recommendation. While we do understand the applicant's desire to protect an existing boat ramp, it does remain unclear to us whether this method will provide all the desired effects. We also believe there's no technical or engineering analysis of these structures placed in this manner and what their potential effect could be. Also, given the dynamic nature of the shoreline along the James River, we are concerned that they could represent an unnecessary structure on a beach and could result in potential adverse effects on the natural function of the beach and alter the beach contours. Therefore, after considering the factors contained in Section 10 of 28.2.1403 of the Code, we cannot support the retention of the blocks at this location. We therefore do recommend that they be removed within 60 days. I know Mr. Schultz will give you some additional rationale on he's also, I think, very willing to consider alternatives here that might be palatable to the commission to address the issue that he's trying to. He's been very cooperative through the process. I think he really didn't understand the permitting process was needed here. And like I said, he's been very cooperative, and he believes he has an issue here, and he's trying to address it, and this was his shot at a solution. So I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Stagg. Any questions from the commission? Mr. Tanker.
In your visits to the site, did you see any indication of the scouring out of that he mentions as his reasoning?
I don't know if Mr. Corey brought him with him today, but he did show me some older photographs at this site. I mean, every time I've been here, the blocks were already here, so it's hard to tell with they're here whether this scouring is fixing it. But he did show me some pictures at the public hearing on May 29th that clearly showed a gut here that had washed right next to this, right where these blocks are. Now, 4 days later, it could have been filled in on its own by action, but, it appears that occasionally there is a problem here next to this ramp that it does wash out and could compromise the structure.
Mr. Erskine.
Ben, there was a public hearing. This was after the fact request. Has there been opposition from some of the neighbors? This is kind of unique. It sounds that there's a common area, but there are deeded rights to that common area.
That's correct. In people's deeds for this subdivision, it's put right in their deed that they all have common rights to use this beach. In other words, access to walk up and down this beach. Like I said, most lots here still don't own that. Some people have done quick claim deeds. There's no homeowners association here. That was what was contemplated back in the 50s, I think, that eventually the developer would turn this over to an association. The developer is long since deceased. Trying to trace back who the even heirs might be is very difficult because it was a company. So what's happened is a number of people have done quick claim deeds here to claim that area. The reason they've been doing that is so they can get private piers without having to have a permit from us, because otherwise anywhere here we'd say you need a permit because you need an easement, but you'd have to have an easement across this. But we believe that even then, that right to use that beach is not extinguished. Would you have to walk under the pier if it's elevated? Possibly. And we have a number, and we have trust me, I've dealt with this issue up there a long time, and it was very contentious at the beginning when we started telling people they needed permits, because people were just building piers up here like they owned to the water for years. But, yeah, so it does make it a little more complicated. And this was initiated by a complaint. But since then, the advertisement, the public hearing, I've heard nothing from the complainant or any other residents in the area that they have an issue with it. So.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the commission?
I do have actually one question here. Mr. Schultz's proposal to lower these?
Not bury them, really, but just lower them lower than you see here.
What do you think about that?
Well, we've seen these blocks used, particularly in Surrey County, for a number of, and some of y'all have been on the commission a while, have seen them. They've been used as groins. They've been used as bulkheads, vertical, stacked. As you can see, they have a V on the top, and they actually fit together. But they don't. There's no locking mechanism to tie them together. They don't have any way to actually tie them together other than these. And we've always had some issues as whether these things would stay, you know, how stable they'd be. And I think that's a concern here, that these aren't even butted together where they naturally lock. They could get displaced. I think burying them a little more than current would make them more stable, but we still have some concerns that they might, I mean, we're placing them on a beach, and if they're not going to fix a problem that's there, then they're an unnecessary structure on the beach. And, of course, the access issue is a little bit in this. But we have no control over the access. That's beyond our jurisdiction, really. But
Thank you, Mr.
Schultz, I think, is very willing to work with the commission to get some solution here, but I'm not sure what it'll be. So.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Stagg. Mr. Schultz, are you here today?
Yes, sir.
Please come forward. Where are you?
Yes, sir. I do have some.
Okay. Do you swear the testimony you'll give here today on this matter will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please state your name for the record.
Corey Schultz.
Whatever you'd like to tell the commission here would be very good.
Again, I'm sorry. I apologize. I did not know that I was doing anything out of the ordinary. There had always been, I bought this property 10 years ago. There had always been something there, whether riprap or old pilings, to kind of prevent what I'm trying to prevent here. So, again, I had talked with a few people up and down the beach that Mr. Stagg had met with previously about other stuff, and I just thought I was trying to protect my man-made structure, and I was not aware I needed a permit. And for that, I apologize. I was in the wrong, and he's explained that to me, but he's been very helpful throughout this process in guiding me, hopefully, in the right direction. And again, you know, if the commission does decide that these are not acceptable here, I would ask that you help me come up with something that would keep my ramp from washing away. In the permit, I did obtain permission from my two adjacent property owners that use this ramp with me the most of anybody in the area, and they did not have a problem with it. They signed the joint application permit forms, and I actually went and talked to those people in advance before putting these here, and they, again, thought it was a good idea. I have some pictures of this property. Again, I didn't know 10 years ago that I'd be standing here right now, so I'm trying to go back through the last 10 years and come up with some pictures just to show you the beach and what does happen to the beach there and has been happening since I bought the property 10 years ago.
Mr. Stagg, can you help get the photos displayed, or would it be easier just to pass them through the commission?
It might be easier to pass.
Okay. I'd like to go back to that third screen that you showed from the aerial. I hadn't seen that one before, and I think that's going to help explain. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I think you had a zoomed in one, too. Okay. Well, if you see to the right hand.
Can you stay up here?
If you're looking at the screen to the right, okay. Yeah. To the right hand side of the ramp right here, the beach is steady cutting out. And these were pictures from where I brought the property 10 years ago. The beach extended extend it out right much further.
We're going to need to keep these photos for a while. Thank you.
So it is kind of cutting out there. And on a north wind, which it appears to be a north wind here. Okay, thank you. On a north wind here, the waves from, again, me being there for the last 10 years and longer, but at another residence, appear to wash on the ramp and wash over and over. And as they glide across the ramp, just the force of the water washes out and creates a swirl here. And you can sometimes see several feet up under the ramp. And I have here pictures of where that has happened. Again, at different times there's been concrete poured there or riprap poured in that gut that kind of washes out there. So I do not have pictures to the day prior when we were putting the block in. It was one of the days this winter when it was a really bad storm. I think it was the time frame when it was really cold. It was, I think the high that day was 22, 24 degrees, something like that. And we were just trying to save the ramp because the wind was blowing so hard. But again, this was a picture last winter. Again, not knowing that we would need these pictures here, but it was some riprap there, and that had all washed away before I put the block there. Since I did put the blocks on site, Mr. Stagg informed me that while this process was taking place, that I needed to do nothing else to the beach. So, you know, before I would move sand with my tractor off other people's ramps, I'd tell them, bring the sand to me and let's fill in the hole. Or, again, try to keep the yard established there so the grass would maybe hold the sand in place. But since putting the block there, I have not touched the beach. No sand, have not moved the block. Didn't want to jeopardize this meeting here. And I have taken pictures. You saw the pictures that I sent him this morning. I stopped by this morning and took the pictures where the sand does build up on the backside. It does not seem to build up on the ramp side so much. And if I do, I have a tractor there to get the ramp off. I don't mind moving sand. It's just when I want to keep the ramp. It's right on that point. If you saw from the zoomed out view, it's right on the point. So I do have deep enough water to get my boat in and have a low tide. And my neighbors, that again, the adjacent property there to right and left, have large boats as well that use the ramp to put. So we'd really like to keep this ramp. But again, these pictures have been taken on, that was June 1. I think this was sometime a week either side of that. And that's showing, again, that I've not touched the beach, but the beach does seem to be straightening out and improving behind on the downriver side of where the box is installed.
Anything to add, Mr. Schultz?
Again, you know, I'm just looking for a way to keep the ramp. So, in my proposal, like you said, I'd like to lower them. I do have pictures where people have driven around them. I don't feel blocking the beach no more than a pier. No more, I don't feel that I'm blocking beach access any more than that pier to the left of the ramp. I feel I'm blocking it less, but by lowering them, I feel that if somebody wanted to step across them, if they didn't want to walk in between them, they could step across them. Again, I'm not blocking the beach all the way up the ramp. People still drive their golf carts and still have been walking around them. I have pictures of that, but, you know, I've got a ton of pictures here, but I don't want to overwhelm you with pictures. But so I don't feel that access is an issue. I feel that by lowering them, again, I'm not trying to build up build up sand over the ramp. I'm just trying to keep sand around the bottom of the ramp, keep it from undercutting. And I felt that the reason I didn't stack them in a solid wall is that I am aware of the pressure from the waves that come, the hydrostatic pressure does come up there, and I felt that if they weren't solid and the water could pass through in some places, that it wouldn't knock them over. And I have had some good storms since I've put them there. Again, I have pictures with ice around them where the river froze about 20 to 30 feet out, and they have not moved.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Schultz. Questions from the commission? I thought there might be a couple. Mr. Taggart.
When you say bury them, how far, how much further down are
the blocks are 2 foot tall.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to put the top of the block 12 inches above the ramp again.
Mm-hmm.
No more than a good step, but enough just to keep some sand. Because what's happening is the water actually washes across a lot of those blocks when it gets storm.
Mm-hmm.
It'll come over the top of them, and that's where the sand, with the recent tides, it's been staying behind the blocks.
Okay.
Ms. Haney.
Question for staff.
Mr. Fagg.
Does staff have an alternative recommendation?
Well, it's funny that you asked that question. While I was going through this process, I got a call from another property owner up here that has this exact same problem and wanted me to come up and visit and give him suggestions. And I have not yet been up there and visited with him, but I told him I would. But I've been visiting this site area. Like I said, there's a number of ramps here. And, I mean, I don't really know any alternative that you could put riprap, you know, against this. Big rip. It would take big riprap, though. What's been put here before is too small, and it's just washed away. And, I mean, that might work if you put it on this downstream side, but it would take big stone, and it would actually take a lot more footprint than these blocks are currently taking. And I think we'd have an issue from the landowners there as well, that walking over a big pile of riprap is, you know, is pretty dangerous. I think they wouldn't like that. So, unfortunately, I don't really have a panacea for it. This is a very dynamic area right here. So.
Ms. Erskine.
Cor, do you think that this is a safety issue in any way? I mean, it's a common beach, I guess, that's used by others, not just your adjacent landowners or your neighbors. In your mind, do you think it provides any kind of safety risk, you know, for people running or walking on the beach?
Honestly, consider that. Just right offhand, I would consider painting them yellow, and I know you have reflective marking tape or even, you know, anything I can do like that. Honestly, it's not a lot of people out on the beach in the dark. So to answer your question, and I feel that maybe by lowering them where they weren't so tall, might reduce if there is a safety risk, but again, if you told me to paint them or put reflective tape on them, I'd be glad to do that. Again, I have consulted the adjacent property owner.
A follow up,
Ms. Erskine.
I was not necessarily asking about, although it is of concern, but probably not in our jurisdiction, I guess, about the upland side, but the blocks that are at mean low water, there are some that are in the water. Is that an issue? For people that might be using the surf on that beach, on that common area beach? And I guess, would there be a way to...
At an average high tide, I don't think that the lowest block is completely out of sight.
Okay.
So if you say, we don't bury the one closest toward the channel,
mm-hmm.
then I wouldn't. And when that block is buried, the whole beach is going to be underwater. I mean, it's not abnormal on a nor'easter for everywhere you see homes right there to be completely underwater.
Hmm.
So at that point, nobody's going to be anyways when that block is covered.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you wanted me to put some type of marker out there, or, you know, install a taller 4x4 with a reflector on the top of it, I know that there's a ramp further down the beach that does have a galvanized, 4-inch galvanized pipe sticking out at the end of the ramp, same caution, slippery ramp. You know, mm-hmm. I'd be willing to do something like that.
Ms. Erskine.
On a different subject, I guess. Have you, in this process, consulted with any design, you know, specialist or anything, or firm? Or?
Well, again, Mr. Stagg mentioned that these lots have been used a few times here in Claremont Beach by written contracting another property owner. I don't know if he's been here, but I know he's done a lot of work at Holmesworth or Paget. And so, yes, I had talked with them. And again, that's kind of the reason that led me up to the fact that I didn't think I needed a permit where I was wrong. Because, again, they told me that they felt that I was trying to protect the ramp or the man-made object or whatnot. So, yes, I had talked to people. And in my profession, I do build retaining walls and deal with drainage and hydrostatic pressure and that type of thing. So, you know, I have used these in my other projects myself, just with my work.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Schultz.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else in attendance who wishes to speak in favor of this project? Anybody who wishes to speak against this project? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission.
I have one more question for staff.
Dr. Neal.
Just an opinion. If we allow these structures to remain, what's the worst case scenario? What's the worst would happen?
Well, I guess the very worst case scenario is they get completely dislodged and moved, you know, up onto the upland. I don't think they'll move that way, but, you know, they could fail and topple over, and I guess they could be reset or removed with that. But, I mean, they're not really having a great big impact on the beach, but I think staff's position was if we're uncertain whether they're really going to be any benefit, that we're uncomfortable recommending approval just because they are alteration of the beach because they're a structure.
Right.
And we're trying to minimize structures, you know, as much as we can in both wetlands and on beaches.
I can actually envision somebody running into them at night in a golf cart.
I mean, it's possible, but there are, you know, this is not the only pier along this area. I don't think I have a photo that goes out far enough, but there are piers all up and down this beach that people have to negotiate if they're going up and down the beach, whether they're walking or in a golf cart. So,
good point.
And a lot of them are not really high enough to drive under. They're a little round or something. So.
Ms. Haney.
Staff's one of the main concerns is a moving. Is there any way they can be secured with rebars? Are they not designed for that?
I mean, I think his offer to lower them some will be helpful because on one side they'll be up against the ramp, and it's a pretty thick slab of concrete here. I mean, I think the solution here, if you're going to use these blocks, would be to butt them together so that at least the locking mechanism that's built into them would work better. But then we would be blocking a solid area there that you probably could not drive anything, even at a foot. You wouldn't want to drive, maybe you could drive a tractor over it, but not a golf cart. You could put a wooden groin here too, that would be solid as well, and that would have the same impact as a solid bunch of blocks, structure sticking up.
That is a more traditional answer.
Yeah, I mean, that would be what we would probably normally thought we'd see here. There are no one on this beach has a groin. This is flat. This area got hammered in Isabel. I mean, a lot of these cottages you see here these are reconstructions. Mr. Corey's is built on the ground and had water in it, I don't know,
3 feet deep?
A number of times.
Yeah.
But all the ones that have been rebuilt are built up off the ground. But this area is just really low and flat.
Ms. Erskine.
Have you seen these? It was indicated by the applicant that there were other structures on Claremont Beach similar to this. Have they been?
Mr. Holdsworth, who lives upstream, has a myriad of structures on his property, some of which we really, he's got old well casings, round pieces of concrete that he put in many, many, many years ago before there was a beaches and dunes ordinance. So, yes, and some of these structures, not right in this area, Claremont, but Guilford Heights, some of you who's been on the commission longer, Ms. Tankard may remember that. The guy built a complete bulkhead, stacked them 2 to 3 high, and we had real concerns about that one. And we did permit it. We made him make some modifications, and last time I was up there, they were still stable, and they were not locked together. They were just stacked.
Yeah, I remember that case. There were some serious concerns by the commission whether or not that was just going to be a massive failure.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Stank. Matters before the commission. Mr. Erskine?
I guess my concern would have been or would be that we may be permitting something that was not only after the fact but is not engineered, I guess, or maybe we're setting a precedent here for something that would not be a structure that the agency would see or staff would see as appropriate for this area. Maybe a wooden groin was something more appropriate. But it does seem that there are similar structures in the area, and the commission may have set a precedent, I don't know, before about permitting something a little bit more haphazard. I do feel that the applicant is trying to work with, you know, what has been presented to him and didn't realize that he needed a permit. I think you understand that now, but so I'm a little bit torn about requesting removal. It seems to be stabilizing things, but I don't feel it's precedent setting at this point.
I kind of feel the same way. I'm not an engineer, but this doesn't quite strike me as the answer. And I don't know what the answer is.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever that's worth.
Well, and neither does staff, and so our experts aren't really giving us an alternative. My inclination is to approve his permit if we have no objections from his neighbors. Mm-hmm. I guess I would probably have a different opinion if the neighbors were saying these things are terrible, but we've got zero objections at this point.
Yeah, I think that you make a good point there, Dr. Neal. There have been no objections to this, and they've been there for some time already, so people have had a chance to see what they'll do. And further, the applicant says he'll bury them further down into the sand, and I suspect that would be a positive for safety, traffic, aesthetics. I certainly kind of, the box aren't really appealing in many regards, but they seem to have held up, and he's done a good job of installing them. They're nice and straight, and they've done what he'd hoped they would do. So with that, if you'd like, I'll make a motion that we approve this application contingent upon the placing of these blocks 12 inches above the ramp surface. So they'd be lower, as the applicant discussed in his testimony.
So the top of the blocks
would be
no more than 12 inches above the height of the ramp.
The ramp, using the ramp as the guide. I think that's what I understood the applicant to say was his intention.
Question?
Yeah, Ms. Haney.
Were you intending them to be adjoined?
No, I think
leaving them.
I think the leaving them seems to have worked out as well, or perhaps even better than they would be adjoined.
Ms. Erskine.
I'd second it for discussion.
Yeah. Motion is second.
And I had a question.
Ms. Erskine.
Would you be willing or interested in marking the channel ward side of that for safety reasons, or is that something this commission feels needs to be marked as it's in the water and exposed as a structure, or should it be marked in any way?
Well, I guess if we look to, I'm raising my hand, and we've had growings, the wooden, I've never really seen one of those marked. Mm-hmm. The concrete leaves you to think that it's a little bit more, could be tougher on a boat or a person, but the growing's the same thing, a wooden structure. So I don't know if there's really any need. Again, particularly since there has been no one's complained about their existence to date. There's no protest.
You want my 2 cents?
Mr. Stacks, what was up your 2 cents?
There's nothing wrong with adding that to the motion. I think, if you want to do that. I don't think with this pier as close as it is to the ramp that you've got jet skiers swinging in here, mm-hmm. At a high tide and hitting it. I mean, I just don't think there's a lot of activity other than swimming, and the rocks are there. I mean, I think we'll see them. People will know they're there. They'll use his feet. I mean, the extra precaution, he said he was willing, to put a pole if you want.
It was just a question. That's all. It was just a comment.
That's certainly y'all's prerogative. But from a staff perspective, I'm not sure if you're going to approve it, that's really needed.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ben. Further discussion? Well, we have a motion and a second, which would be to approve the project with the requirement that these blocks be buried to a degree so that the top of the blocks rise no more than 12 inches over the height of the ramp. The motion is the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes unanimously. Project's approved, Mr. Schultz.
I appreciate it. Again, thank you for your time. And I'm sorry for the mistake.